Since Wednesday is Valentine's Day, you're welcome for a reminder, guys, which brings about the romance of the heart. My next guests are here to bring your attention to something more important than that, the health of the heart, especially for black women. See, heart disease is the number one cause of death among women, and black women are the most frequently impacted by this. What's empowering is all the ways that women can either prevent or successfully address heart disease. Joining us to share some of these life-saving ideas is the acting director of the CDC's Office of Health Equity, Dr. Leandris LeBird, along with the founder and CEO of the Black Heart Association, Tara Robinson. Thanks for being here today, ladies.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Got some websites to share with you. Of course, they're on a homepage as well, livetothebeat.org, blackheartassociation.org, and cdcfoundation.org. Let me start with you, Doctor. I mentioned a general observation that when it comes to heart disease, women are primary targets of it. Just how serious is this issue?
This is very serious because heart disease is actually the leading cause of death for women in the U.S. And we know that for a variety of reasons, including some systemic factors outside of their control, black women are really bearing the brunt of the toll that cardiovascular disease is having on women in the U.S. And so we are promoting this campaign because there is good news, which is that most cardiovascular disease can be prevented with appropriate medical care and lifestyle changes. And the Live to the Beat Heart-to-Heart Challenge is put in place to really help women who want to protect their hearts make self-care a priority, to provide for them some simple steps that they can take to move in that direction.
And we'll get to those in a moment, but I want to bring Tara into the conversation because you're just not merely the head of an organization that's doing important work, the Black Heart Association. You lived the work that the association is focusing on because you are a heart disease survivor.
Yes, I am a living testimony. Excuse me, just lost my voice all of a sudden. But yes, I am a living testimony of how important it is for us to take care of our heart health and not be caught off guard, having three heart attacks on April 10th, April 11th, and a massive heart attack on April 12th that almost cost me my life. So I definitely want to make sure that we're partnering with Live to the Beat and getting this initiative out there, heart to heart, taking those small steps where we can prevent heart disease instead of having heart disease is the goal. So it's important that we know that we don't have to bear the burden of this, and it is preventable. We just have to pay attention to our bodies, choose healthier options, exercise, and set healthy boundaries, and use that word no quite frequently.
Well, I'll go back to Dr. LeBird in a second because I want to get to your story just again real fast, Tara. Three heart attacks, one of them massive. What kept you from just saying, okay, God, take me. I guess it's my time.
Ooh. I think what kept me from that is being totally caught off guard. I did not know or understand what I was facing. I never thought I was having a heart attack, and statistics show that most black women don't even believe that they're at risk for cardiovascular disease, and I was one of those black women. I am one of those black women. I'm still in shock most days that this is even my story. I'm always in touch with the healthcare system, I'm a veteran. And so I never missed. So I just seen my doctor in January, and she said, well, maybe you're just stressed because you don't have high cholesterol, you do not have high blood pressure. And maybe I was just stressed. I am the strong black woman back then. I was probably the poster child for it. So leading up to my heart attacks, you know, we began to talk about stress, but we didn't connect the dots. So it's important that we connect the dots between being the strong black woman, internalizing our stress, anxiety, depression, and how that correlates with cardiovascular disease.
Dr. LeBird, that just gives so much testimony to how important it is to observe our bodies and listen to our bodies. And I went to livetothebeat.org. The steps that women, really anyone, could take for better heart health, they're really doable, really attainable, and really easy to incorporate into any lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. absolutely. I mean, some of those steps are take a daily self-care walk. Track your meals and your movements. I think a lot of times we are not being intentional about what we eat, maybe picking up things on the run. So if we write that down, it helps us to pay more attention as well as if we're staying active. Also knowing your numbers, like keeping track of your blood pressure, your blood sugars and cholesterol, is also very helpful in terms of from a prevention standpoint. And then talking to a professional, a mental health professional, a counselor, a therapist, because there are times when, you know, we're just overwhelmed. I mean, Tara mentioned, like, internalizing stress, and sometimes we can't work it out by ourselves. Doing things like take a daily mindful breathing break and keep a regular gratitude journal. You know, actual research shows the health benefits of these things, and get adequate sleep. So, yeah, please encourage your listeners to go to the website and to see the small steps and then be part of the challenge. And so the first part of the challenge is we want them to make a commitment to take just one small step, not all 7 or 8 that I mentioned, but one. And then to share that small step, share it with family, friends, put it on their social media site. And then the third call to action is to celebrate. Celebrate that you made a commitment to prioritize your own self-care. You've been keeping to that commitment. And then join us at the Heart to Heart Self-Care Party that's scheduled for February the 24th in Atlanta. We know that not everybody can make it to Atlanta, but if they can, please come. But you can also participate virtually. So we hope, you know, that we'll start to create a community of women who are sharing amongst themselves and supporting each other in this journey for better heart health.
And Tara, that word support that the doctor just used, that's a key within, and it doesn't have to be a support just from medical professionals or healthcare workers. Support within your own family is a valuable asset to have.
I do agree with that. It was my husband who was my main support. I would have died that day had he not said, "You don't get to die on me today. Let me get you back to the hospital." So we need that support before and after care. So I would say to anyone, grab a hold of your sister, grab a hold of your husband or whoever that looked like, and join the party. Self-care is health care, and so one small step, we can do this together. We're stronger in numbers.
Last comment from you, doctor, as far as a woman listening right now, now, maybe for the first time realizing I'm a prime target for cardiovascular disease, what's the first thing you would like to see that person do? Let's just say they've just been keeping to a yearly exam from their doctor and nothing more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would tell them to actually, first of all, go to the livetothebeat.org/heart-to-heart website. And then I would encourage them as they are perusing the website, getting ideas about small steps and things that they can do, that they also make an appointment with their doctor to say, "Hey, I'm going to change these destructive behaviors and I'm making a new commitment to being healthier. What is it that we need to do together, doctor?" And then I would, you know, encourage them to make the commitments that I've already shared in terms of our challenge. Find a friend who can walk alongside them on this journey. You know, ask for help in the family with making important lifestyle changes that protect the entire household.
Again, you can find out more at livetothebeat.org. We have that linked at our homepage as well, along with blackheartassociation.org and cdcfoundation.org. We've been talking with Dr. Leandris Laborde. And Tara Robinson, you are indeed an inspiration of strength and proof that you overcame, and so can other women as they follow in your footsteps. Thank you for sharing your story, Tara. And thank you, doctor, for your expertise.
Thank you.
Thank you.